You're listening to Fresh Hope for Mental Health. Hello, my friend, and welcome to this edition of Fresh Hope for Mental Health. I'm Brad Hafes, your host. Our purpose here on Fresh Hope for Mental Health is to empower you to live a faith-filled, rich, and full life in spite of having a mental health diagnosis. And today I want to talk with you about whether you're moving toward or away. We'll get to that in just a few minutes here. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, would you mind doing me a favor? It's really hard to get people to do this, but I'm trusting that these podcasts are helpful to you, that you think more people might be able to find them, or you think more people might benefit from them. If you would do this for me, just go to iTunes and write an honest review. Doesn't have to be over the top positive or anything like that, but just an honest review of this podcast on iTunes. That would help so much. What happens is on iTunes, the more reviews you have, the higher your ranking is then on iTunes, and more people can easily find you, whether it's through Google or iTunes. If you would do that, I'd really appreciate it. Well, a couple of people have written in and asked some questions in regards to moving forward. How do you move forward? How do you get unstuck? How do you get back up and live? How do you choose to live? How do you get out of the rut? A rut is nothing more than a grave, my friend, with two ends that are open. I've watched as a pastor going to the hospital and watching people who have had open heart surgery or serious surgeries, and they are back up and moving around and functioning highly, rather quite quickly. But when I see others, as I've experienced myself, that when you go through a mental meltdown, if you will, a personal brain meltdown, it takes people a long time to get back up, much longer than anything that I've ever seen physical, usually. Now, once you do that and you're wanting to get on with life and you're wanting to move forward, you're wanting to get unstuck, how do you do it? Well, one important principle that I want to talk about today, and it's just one, I want to talk about whether you're moving toward or away from what you're trying to get unstuck from or detached from or moving forward from. In my training as an intentional peer support specialist, we were taught a principle that really has been, and it continues to be, very beneficial for my own recovery. The principle is one of moving towards something as opposed to moving away from something. In other words, when you're attempting to move toward something in your recovery, you focus on that, and that's the direction you move, and that's what becomes in your life. That you gain momentum by having a goal, looking at the new you that you're becoming, by saying, this is my goal. Short-term, long-term, doesn't matter, but that's what I'm moving towards. And I'm moving towards that because that's what I want to focus on, as opposed to moving away from something. When you move away from your past or you're trying to move forward from all of this pain or whatever, if you're moving away from it, you will generally be moving forward, trying to at least, but you're gonna be looking backwards the whole time. And so your focus is still on the problem that you're leaving behind. It's still on the past, or it's still on the, man, I'm down and out and I haven't gotten back up to live and I've lost all of these things, divorce, wife, children, house, job, whatever those things might be, and you keep focusing on that. Stop. You can't change the past. The most that you can do with the past is accept that it is what it is. It is what it was. And then determine from this point on, I'm going to move forward. And the forward I'm going to move to is this goal out here, this opportunity, this situation. And I'm going to focus on moving towards that instead of working on moving away from all this stuff behind me. Because you really won't go anywhere. You can't drive up the side of a mountain or drive up a mountain when you're looking in your rearview mirror the entire time. It's dangerous. You won't hit the mark that you're hoping to shoot for, that's for sure. So for me, when I focus on the issue I'm trying to move away from, I get stuck. I simply don't move forward. I usually go in circles around the issue. So I work very hard always to make sure that I'm focusing on what I am moving towards and what I desire in my life and need for recovery. It doesn't mean that I'm already there, but that's where I'm headed. That's where I'm going, and I keep my eyes on that. Paul talks about this in the New Testament when he says that we keep our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus, firmly fixed on what is coming. So where are you trying to move in your recovery? What are you focused on? Are you moving towards something, or are you moving away from something? It's easy to get stuck, and I want for you to be able to get unstuck, my friend. It's so much better when you're moving towards something. It's so much more fulfilling, if you will. I want to give you hope today because, see, I really have bipolar 1, and if I'm not on my medicine, I can get very sick. But I want you to know that for 12 years at the time of this recording, I have had no episodes, so please have hope. It is possible to live well in spite of having a mental health diagnosis. It's possible to move toward where you want to go. There may be setbacks. There may be days where it's more difficult than others. It certainly has been for me. But you can get there, my friend. It is possible. I'd really like to hear from you. Email me your comments, your questions, or insights, and I'll answer them on air, and I'll share your comments with others. You can leave a voicemail for us even on our podcast website, which is freshhopeformentalhealth.com. That's freshhopeformentalhealth.com. And again, please, please do me a favor and give us a review on iTunes. That would be so helpful. Maybe you want to know more about Fresh Hope, or you want to connect with us on Twitter or Facebook, go to freshhope.us. That's freshhope.us. And we actually have a group meetings online now, virtual group meetings. So if you don't have a group next to you, you'll be able to join us there. Well, my friend, that's it for this time. Be sure and tell your friends about the program. And until next time, may the Lord fill you with hope, His hope, fresh, new, and daily. Again, I'm Brad Hafes, your host, and this has been another edition of Fresh Hope for Mental Health. Been listening to Fresh Hope for Mental Health. For more information, go to www.freshhopeformentalhealth.com.